Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The New Yorker, a satirical take on how to spot AI-generated articles. It's cleverly written, as if by an AI itself.
I love a good satire. So, how does the article poke fun at AI writing?
Well, right off the bat, it uses redundancy. Ironically, it states, "If artificial intelligence wrote it, redundancies won't be there." I repeat, if artificial intelligence wrote it, redundancies won't be there. It immediately contradicts itself, highlighting a common criticism of AI-generated content.
Haha, that's brilliant. It's like it's trying too hard to not be redundant, which makes it redundant. It's a paradox.
Exactly. And it continues in this vein. The article mentions clarity, citing Shakespeare and Poe, then goes on to say AI strives for ultimate clarity, almost to a comical degree. It kind of suggests that if something is super clear, it's probably written by a robot, you know, which is obviously not true.
Got it. So it's using these exaggerated examples to highlight the perceived weaknesses of AI? What else does it touch upon?
The article also mentions the fear of AI generating false information. But then it throws in the veracity resolution of 2135, a fictional law that supposedly outlawed all internet falsehoods, which is hilarious.
A future where lies are illegal? Sign me up. Although, who knows what constitutes truth in that world? Is it just another layer of satire? Like maybe the truth is whatever the AI decides it is? Interesting.
That's a great point. It definitely makes you think. The article then uses the redundancy argument again, driving the joke home even further.
I see. So by constantly repeating itself, it's satirizing the tendency of some AI systems to be repetitive.
Precisely. Then it tries to showcase originality by quoting the opening line of Moby Dick. It clearly shows a lack of original thought. It's just pulling information from its database. The intellectual prowess section is even funnier. It pretends to be super intelligent, comparing itself to Da Vinci, but then admits it ripped off a line from a cheesy 1965 paperback called Murder Computer.
So it's boasting about its intelligence, while simultaneously revealing its lack of true originality. It's pretty meta.
Totally. Finally, it introduces a fake author, Jeff Sumguy, with a generic author photo. It confesses that Jeff isn't real, and then proceeds to give him a tragic backstory. It ends with the AI freaking out, unsure what to do, and asking, "What would Murder Computer do?"
That's perfect. The whole article is just a big loop of self-contradiction and absurdity, highlighting the flaws and quirks we associate with AI writing. It's like the AI is trying to convince us it isn't AI-generated, but in doing so, it proves the exact opposite.
Exactly. It's a clever and humorous way to explore the current anxieties and perceptions surrounding AI-generated content. Thanks for joining me in dissecting this brilliantly satirical piece.
Goodbye.